This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Kenyan President William Ruto said on Tuesday security was his, quote, utmost priority after protest against a bill to raise taxes descended into deadly violence. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Scenes of chaos in Nairobi on Tuesday after protests against higher taxes turned deadly. Video showed some bodies lifeless in the street after police fired on demonstrators trying to storm the legislature, killing at least five people and wounding dozens more.
Mr. Speaker, sir, I'm here to address you.
Footage obtained by Reuters showed some protesters inside Kenya's National Assembly chamber demanding the resignation of Kenya's President William Ruto. In a televised address to the nation, Ruto said the security of Kenyans remained his utmost priority and blamed the violence on, quote, dangerous criminals.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The first UN-backed contingent of foreign police officers has arrived in Haiti, nearly 2 years after the troubled Caribbean country urgently requested help to quell a surge in gang violence. A couple hundred officers from Kenya landed in the capital of Port-au-Prince on Tuesday. The United States is urgently working towards a diplomatic agreement that would allow Israeli and Lebanese civilians to return to their homes on both sides of the border, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Tuesday during a meeting with Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant.
Hezbollah's provocations threaten to drag the Israeli and Lebanese people into a war that they do not want.
Shelling on Israel's northern border has led to the evacuation of tens of thousands of people from areas on both sides of the frontier and has escalated in recent weeks.